Well, their share price might be being hit, but a review commissioned by the federal government is recommending that the banks play a bigger part in providing financial counselling services to Australians in debt. The report says counselling services should double over 4 years at a cost of around $180 million, with the banks providing $20 million. Those in the sector say the extra funds are urgently needed, with a shortage of counsellors leaving people waiting months to get support for their spiralling debt. Gavin Coote has our report.
Reverend Matthew Wilson is a Uniting Church minister in the Shoalhaven region south of Sydney. But that's just one of the hats he wears in a region which has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country.
I've also been very involved with the homeless shelter development in Nowra and with campaigning for increased financial counselling in the region.
He's seen firsthand the financial stress locals are under and what little access there is for crisis support.
And they put them on a wait list where in Sydney or Wollongong, Melbourne, when things get busy, might be 4 to 7 working days. It's quite regular in the Shoalhaven for that wait time to balloon out to 3 to 4 months. And if you are in financial crisis, if the banks are about to foreclose on your mortgage, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks really isn't much help.
There are about 500 financial counsellors across Australia. Last year, it's estimated they gave 125,000 people face-to-face support and helped many more through the National Debt Helpline. The final report of the Financial Services Royal Commission stated financial counsellors play a vital role, but it called for more stable funding. Now a review of the sector backs that. Fiona Guthrie is the Chief Executive of Financial Counselling Australia, the peak body representing financial counsellors.
The review was given to the government at the end of March. The only little quibble that we would have is it's just taken too long to release.
The review's calling for financial counselling services to double over the next 4 years and for the big four banks to do their bit in making this happen. It recommends banks begin providing $20 million this financial year. And it also wants an independent body urgently set up to oversee the sector. The Australian Banking Association has backed that call and says the industry will work with the government to finalise a funding model. But it's not just the banks that are being urged to chip in. Fiona Guthrie again.
It's also important that the energy companies and the telecommunication companies also recognise that they have a role in funding this.
Janine Young is the Energy and Water Ombudsman in New South Wales, and she expects energy companies will also come on board.
Well, they certainly rely on financial counsellors, and through their dealings with them, they actually get some, you know, bills paid that otherwise might not be.
And to support this ramping up of financial counselling, the review also urges state and federal governments to look at increasing funding for legal centres, which help resolve debt and credit issues. Nasima Raj is the CEO of the National Association of Community Legal Centres.
What we're aware of is that financial stress is something on the increase at the moment, so our best guess is that the level of need for financial counselling and legal services will only grow into the future.
That's Nasima Raj from the National Association of Community Legal Centres. Gavin Coote reporting.